Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, and welcome to the Spiritual Path, Spiritual Church service. We hope you find this enjoyable. And now I'd like to turn the service over to Marilyn Fair.
Thank you, Reverend Smith. We're going to start with the healing prayer. Divine Spirit, extend the light of protection to all that we heal. Here and around the world. We ask that you stay near to us, keeping us safe. We ask that your light shine down upon us, giving us the strength and faith to overcome the obstacles that were placed in our path. Divine Spirit, we ask that you send healing to those who are in need of help today. We ask that your healing light surrounds us and makes us whole again. Let your light, love, and power restore us to perfect health. Amen. Now I want you to think of a loved one, a friend, a relative, or even a pet that might need healing. You may also send healing to the world. At this time, you may send healing to the doctors, nurses, and everyone risking their own lives to save others. You may be healing today yourself. As you are sending healing or asking for healing for yourself, know that your healing force matters. Know that you matter. You may not think of them, but yourself is safe, protected, and healed. Know that the universe, the divine, surrounds them. Them, keeps them safe as well as yourself. Know that you are loved. Know that your loved ones, your friends and relatives, pets, and the world are surrounded by God's love. Today I'm going to talk about personal lives, healing, and meaning. Living in two worlds with her autobiography. She describes herself as the symbol in the story written by Hans Andersen, the Ugly Duckling, which later turned into a swan. Ursula says her unexpected mystical experience seemed to stimulate her mediumship to the extent that she felt she was living in two worlds, the spiritual world and the ordinary world of human beings. Her search for an understanding of her experiences eventually brought her to spiritualism. Her talents as a healer, clairvoyant, and speaker, an inspired writer, have made her known throughout the world. In 1945, Miss Roberts was invited to take over the leadership of the Golders Green Healing Group, which she gladly accepted. And her reputation as a healer became well known. Along with her healing activities, she found the time to write Health, Healing, and You. She thought that medical treatment by a doctor should go hand in hand with spiritual healing. She said ordinary medical medicine should always be maintained where it can be of help. Great harm is done by neglecting either form of treatment. Ursula Roberts, faith in spiritualism and spiritual healing, is deep-rooted. She was also a minister of the Spiritualist National Union and an author of many more books.
Thank you, Reverend Tara. And now I am going to turn the service over to Reverend Ashley Ash, and she is going to do the address.
Good afternoon, world. I want to thank everyone for tuning in today. I would like to begin this inspirational message by asking yourself the following questions. Do you believe there is life after death? Do you believe you will continue to exist after you die? We have all heard various explanations to this question. As Maurice Barnabelle would state, if you are satisfied with your religious, philosophical, ethical, and moral outlook, I cannot help you. If you are compelled to re-examine the fundamentals of your faith, that man is a spiritual being with a spiritual heritage and has a spiritual destiny to fulfill. As I reflect on his statement, through my own spirituality, you may interpret your own conclusion with your own faith. I was asked to reveal some information about my own personal journey. I believe that spiritualism demonstrates evidentiary evidence and is provided to individuals here on this earth plane from spirits and loved ones from the heavenly planes. Our world has many religions. Believers rely on their faith and a higher power for spiritual growth. I believe the higher power is God, infinite spirit, our holy creator. I believe God has allowed humankind to experience and witness supernatural, or as we know it, as supernormal activities through different phenomena and spiritual adventures. I feel that God has allowed my family and I to experience these spiritual adventures through many generations. God has allowed us to develop our gifts through compassion, sympathy, understanding, faith, and different degrees of acuteness. Thus, beloved spirit has led me on my current path to here and now. I must say, spirit has been busy throughout my childhood and my adulthood. With increasing intensity in my spiritual growth, I know without question I was led to Reverend Karen. God led me to the Spiritual Path Church. Please allow me to explain. The prior events in my life were unfolding, and I was being led to this wonderful church. When I approached the church sanctuary, I noticed a beautiful painting of an angel on the wall. Have you ever had that aha moment? Well, I knew immediately this was mine. I was meant to be there. It was a painting of the angel Metatron. You see, Archangel Metatron has been sending me signs and connecting with me through inner visions on my spiritual path. My heart was pounding and filled with gratitude. I was very thankful for this affirmation. The blessings from God and his ministers of holy light had allowed me discover my intentions with love and understanding. Throughout the seasons, God has allowed me to sit by friends and loved ones during their last days of life. He has allowed me the honor of hearing their heartfelt wishes. They have allowed me to pray and cherish their earthly presence while holding their hands with love. Spirit of love and light has allowed me to demonstrate compassion and empathy for others, to follow my heart and to acknowledge that God is the eternal source of all life. God has allowed my family and I to be sensitive ones, individuals with the gift of inner vision, of clairvoyant to see, an inner hearing, clairaudience, allowing an inner voice to be heard from those whom have crossed into the heavens, also known as the Summerlin. Spirit has placed multiple adversities in my seasons along my journey, enabling spiritual growth and attunement. Infinite Spirit has blessed and touched my life beyond my expectations by allowing me to evolve with knowledge, by giving me wisdom to use that knowledge appropriately, to acknowledge that our beloved ones and friends are continuously growing in spirit and in love on the other side. I am ever grateful that Father God continues to work in me, with me, and through me, while consciously forming a closer relationship as I become one of God's holy children. I continue in delight as I enter into my silent sanctuary to listen for guidance from the divine planner. I continue to place my faith in God every day, as I did when my husband was on his deathbed, as he stated, "Do you see that beautiful door? Do you see it?" as he was reaching out to touch the doorknob. I have been blessed to witness family members in spirit standing next to him and watching over him for days at a time. I place my faith in God, the God force, through prayer and meditation. I understand the benefits of personal experiences and how those experiences have a part in spiritual growth. As I continue to learn from those around me and learn from spirit, I believe that spiritual growth is the utmost importance here on earth during our lifetime. I humbly thank Infinite Spirit of wonder and love for the innate power to develop spiritually and by using me as a vessel to complete spiritual work. I have faith that the holy ministers of light will guide me on my journey as an ambassador for the spirit world. I am continually grateful that spirit allows you and I to attain a higher vibration and attunement for spiritual growth. The God force that continues to use our minds, bodies, and spirits so that we may mature to see God in everything. As Gordon Burroughs stated in the book, Becoming a Spiritualist, death, so-called, is merely an open door, a covered bridge from life here to life there. I believe that spiritualism proves the soul continues in a spiritual universe of eternal progression, that God is eternal and an all-perfect spirit, an Alpha and Omega, all love, wisdom, and law. As I have discovered from reading scientific research and from the Lyson Manual, our spirits separate from our physical body upon death. Then our spirit self is able to provide testimony from our spiritual body through physical demonstrations, communications, and scientific manifestations. Our life will continue on a spiritual path in the heavens, allowing us to use the wisdom we gained here on this earth plane as we advance into the morning land of immortality. May we be like the children in the afterlife, and aspire to be pure and holy. Presently here on the earth plane, let us only seek communication from the true and higher spirits. I believe that the true aim of spiritualism is to seek oneness with God and the purity within oneself. I believe we are all blessed with spiritual gifts from God. It may be the gift of music, dance, the gift of touch and healing. It may be the gift of writing or teaching, the gift of listening and giving. It may be the gift of mediumship. We are all blessed with spiritual gifts to fulfill the obligations for the advancement of our soul. May God bless everyone, and may we please remember our veterans that have given their lives for our country and be thankful for their service. Thank you.
Thank you, Reverend. Now I would like to turn the service over to Reverend Pam Lemon.
Thank you. Our prayer is called Interactions with Others from Light Spirit. Beloved Spirit, infinite source of love, bless us who have been drawn together here this day. Our spiritual searches have led each of us here to seek deeper meaning of the boundless and wonderful mystery of spirit. Help us in the time we are together to truly feel spirit within ourselves, to grow in wonderment of the world of spirit, to reach a more perfect understanding of spirit. Make us more aware that our interactions with one another are truly blessings. Even the unpleasant interactions have something to teach us. Allow us each to recognize the contributions to our personal spiritual growth made by every person we meet. And keep us mindful of our impact on the spiritual growth of those we meet, recognizing our responsibility toward this community of spirit on earth. May today's service touch our hearts and bring us closer to spirit. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Reverend Pam.
Thank you.
Have you ever wondered, is a spiritualist service any different to the services of other religions? Each religion expresses its faith in a unique way, but most religions will have some things in common. If you attend a spiritualist service, there will be things that you may be familiar with. For example, prayer, hymns, or appropriate songs, and quiet reflection. You may also hear a reading with thought-provoking content, often taken from a diverse range of sources. One feature that is different is the inspirational address, which is usually unprepared and inspired by the spirit at that moment. Its purpose is to encourage thinking about our lives through the lens of spiritualist philosophy based on our seventh principle. Also common in a spiritual service is time given to healing. This may simply be quiet time for the congregation to send out healing thoughts, which is absent healing, or a demonstration of healing by a healing medium. Healing has always been a vital part of the spiritualist religion. Many services also include a demonstration of evidential mediumship. This involves the medium relaying messages from the spirit world to members of the congregation. This is not a form of entertainment, but a way of demonstrating the spiritualist principle of the continuous existence of the human soul. It supports our philosophy and encourages contemplation about the bigger spiritual picture that God has provided for us. There is also a growing interest in spiritualism of services becoming more interactive with the congregation, taking an active part in worship. This reflects the religion's desire to inspire thought, growth, and positive actions. That concludes our service for today, and we hope that it has uplifted you in some way and helped you get through the week. And as I always say, you are never, never alone. And may you be the light that helps others see. God bless you all.